government wants to sound very tough, and so it's been presented as, you know, no option for scroungers, no more shirkers. Anybody who's been pretending to be sick is going to be pushed out there to work. It all depends, of course, in the end, on the detail, what actually happens in the encounter between the individual claimant and the individual personal advisor. Are they going to be very tough, or are they really, particularly in this climate with this amount of unemployment, be reasonably understanding? No doubt there'll be some notorious cases where some dragon of a welfare officer forces back to work somebody who's really sick. But on the whole, personal advisors are very sensible. They know what they're dealing with, and they're very good at helping people. And mostly, people do want to be helped. So if it really means there is more money to get people drug addiction counselling, to get people the psychological help that they need, to get them training they need, to get them over debt problems. A lot of them have got mountainous debts, which means going back to work is quite scary because suddenly those debts kick in. If their lives get sorted out and they get closer to being able to get a job, well, maybe by the time the upturn comes, we will get a lot more people back to work. So in principle, I think it's a good thing. I don't like the rhetoric, and it all depends on the practice.
Is it just rhetoric then, the element of compulsion, or do you think they really are wielding a big stick this time? Because as Frank Field says, they have said similar things, or at least sounded similar before.
Well, the compulsion is certainly there. I mean, until now, every single mother has had to go in for an interview once a year, and then it was cut down to once every 6 months. So they had to at least meet an advisor, hear what was on offer, be persuaded that maybe there were things they could do, and it got quite a lot of people back to work. Bringing people in for interviews is a good thing, and that was compulsory. And if they failed to respond to the letters, if they didn't turn up, if they didn't have a good excuse for not turning up, they did get their benefits cut. Not many, but it was there as a sanction. And I don't think personal advisors were eager to use it, except where people were really obstinate, or where quite often they think somebody's really working, and that's why they don't turn up, because they're at work. And I think there's some element of that here, that they suspect, you know, quite a lot of people, not by no means the majority, I mean a small minority, are actually working while claiming, and it's a good way of catching the frauds because then they can't turn up regularly for interviews. But I think, again, it'll be a question of if people cooperate with what the advisors think is reasonable, if they turn up for their interviews, if they do what they're asked to do in terms of seeking for work or agreeing to have training or agreeing to have help, then I don't think many people will get punished, and I think it'll be a gentle and maybe productive system.
Just one other thing I'd like to ask you about, Polly, if I may, not connected to this. There was a slip-up by Gordon Brown in Prime Minister's Questions yesterday, and I'm afraid it's one of those things that you just can't listen to enough times.
And we not only saved the world, saved the banks, and saved the banks and led the way, but we did.
Well, it's now on the record. He's so busy talking about saving the world, he's forgotten about the businesses in the country.
Well, Polly, it's a slip of the tongue by Gordon Brown, but presumably he meant it.
It's an enormous and disastrous and terrible clangour that he will live to regret, and it'll be played on a loop over and over and over again, along with the Tories playing on a loop over and over and over again. He's no more boom and bust quotes from year after year of the boom years. I think it'll be very painful for him because it's what he's been praised for by the Nobel laureate Krugman of the New York Times, the great economist. And he said, look, Gordon Brown has saved the world. But it's one thing for somebody else to say it. It's quite another thing for you to say it yourself. Awful error.